The oldest of Chicago's free lakefront music festivals, the Chicago Jazz Festival, boasts an incredibly diverse lineup, which includes free neighborhood concerts leading up to the main show, of course, at Millennium Park, and additional programming throughout the city over this Labor Day weekend. The range of artists comprising the Chicago Jazz Festival lineup runs the gamut from jazz legends to influential modern masters and crucial new voices in the genre's continuing evolution. It's going on now through Sunday, and to talk about it all is Heather Ireland Robinson. She's the Executive Director of the Jazz Institute of Chicago. Welcome in, Heather. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
I'm going to say you're really busy right now. That's my guess.
A little bit, trying to keep the music alive and, you know, keep our audiences thriving
right.
And listening to some great music.
I love it. Well, you know, the Jazz Institute itself, and I don't know if people know how the Jazz Festival happens mm-hmm. and how it's run by, but it's been around, the Jazz Institute, for 56 years. Tell us how that experience all began that long
ago.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so it started in 1969 with a group of music enthusiasts. You know, pop music was becoming popular,
right.
to use a pun. And jazz, you know, people were afraid, you know, concerned, and wanted to make sure jazz in all of its forms stayed alive. And then, you know, in 1979, the city was starting to do some tributes and thinking more about jazz and festivals. And there were some influential folks from the Jazz Institute that worked with the city to put on a tribute concert that became the Chicago Jazz Festival.
Wow. That's cool. What is the overall mission? You know, that's 56 years. What's the overall mission today?
To nurture and promote jazz in Chicago.
Yeah.
Just to make sure like our founders wanted. And we do that with education programs in schools and out of schools, but also with free public programs like the Jazz Festival and our Jazz City program in City Park. So for us, it's about accessibility, nurturing audiences, taking care of musicians, and again, making sure that this music doesn't just stay, but it thrives and grows and new voices are developed.
I love that. Talk a little bit about those education programs you have with CPS. Mm-hmm. I think that's fabulous.
Yes, we have a residency program where we partner professional jazz musicians with classroom band leaders. So the band leaders get a little staff development, a little networking, a little friend in the classroom. But the students also get this extra layer of jazz education.
Very, very cool.
We also have jam sessions at the Jazz Showcase once a month where students ages 9 to 19 can play with a house band of professional musicians with an audience.
Oh, what a great opportunity.
And learn as you go, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about Front Row at Chicago's iconic Fine Arts Building.
Yeah, so our offices have been in the Fine Arts Building for decades, and we just renovated the space to be a performance space. We record concerts about every other month. There's a small audience of invited guests. And musicians really get to be creative. They get to lay out, play maybe some of their standards, but take a risk as well. Then we record those and put them online. So we took this office that, God bless COVID, we had been treating like a junk drawer in a lot of ways, like, you know, not really paying attention, and then renovated the space. We've got a gorgeous view of the lake, an amazing view of Buckingham Fountain. So now we share this view with others. Staff is re-engaged, and we have some excellent music. You can come up, have a drink, look at the lake, and be really front row with some of the city's most incredible talent.
Wow. And you've been programming the Chicago Jazz Festival since 1979, and it started mm-hmm. yesterday and goes through Sunday. So tell me first, let's start off with tonight. Like, who is on stage tonight?
Right. So we've got the Pritzker Pavilion. We'll have Monty Alexander, self-taught pianist, incredible, and then Chicago's very own Patricia Barber. There are other stages as well. The Von Freeman Pavilion will have the Marcus Carroll Trumpet Summit, Elaine Dame. We've got some Latin music along with the Regulators. And then there's a lounge, we're calling it, programmed by WDCB, where we'll have Isaiah Spencer, Dakari Barclay. And the vibe over there is more villagey and loungy, right? There's some cool furniture. You can kind of mill around. So each of the stages not only has diverse music, but there are different vibes at each space as well.
You know, you're really lucky you've got some good weather because we've had such that nasty heat wave. I mean, how comfortable is that going to be on the lakefront?
It's going to be like sitting in your front room with a nice breeze, only better. I mean,
right.
We have had rain. We used to say the R word. we've had extreme heat, so we're happy that there's a nice breeze. We'll have some sweatshirts on sale, some Jazz Live sweatshirts if you want to bundle up.
Yeah.
But the weather, you know, Chicago weather is always another character in anything we do, no matter what season it is. But Mother Nature has smiled on us, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful this weekend.
I love it. All right, who's on stage tomorrow for Saturday?
So for Saturday, let me look at my notes here. Our headliner is Kermit Ruffin. So you're going to get that really classic New Orleans sound with him. We've also got, you know, at the lounge, we've got Denise Times, Kyle Swan, who is one of our Jazz Institute alumni, Joel Patterson, and the Green Mill All-Stars. And then on Saturday as well, there's a rooftop terrace with the Harris Theater. You can access it from Randolph. We have got high school bands performing, and there is no energy like being on that stage with parents, with high school friends, with folks from the schools, and you're really having a chance to see tomorrow's stars today when you get up on that stage. So I highly encourage folks to go up to that rooftop in the afternoon. We go from 11 to about 4 and check out what's happening, because it really is an incredible, incredible performance.
And then you got Sunday. What's coming up on Sunday?
We've got Sunday. So on the Pritzker Pavilion, we'll have Eliadis Ochoa, who used to play with the Buena Vista Social Club. Ari Brown, a Chicago icon. Do not miss Ari. G. Thomas Allen, who's a vocalist. And then there'll also be a second line at 3:15 with the Windy City Ramblers, who are going to kind of guide folks all the way through the park and onto the stage. And then again, of course, Von Freeman Pavilion, Thaddeus Tukes, another Chicago icon, and some other folks as well. So Sunday's going to be something, too.
And let's just remind people of this. Like, you paid for concerts all summer long, and they're out of control, the prices to attend just one concert for one person.
Right?
This is free to everyone.
Absolutely. It is free. We love it that way. You know, other festivals across the world, you know, you've got to pay for it, but we want to make this accessible. You can sit in Chicago's front yard and hear some free music.
You know, I always loved the history of a music genre. I mean, jazz really started in New Orleans, you know, but it really even started before that. I mean, it was influenced for many years of different types of ragtime and blues and marches and hymns and spirituals, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, growing from the African-American tradition, African tradition, and then blending in some of those European instruments. But absolutely, we like to say, born in New Orleans, grew up in Chicago, and spread to the world. And of course, you've got Kansas City in there. You've got so many other Midwest cities and New York that made a sound, but Chicago certainly gave it a distinct sound as well.
Yeah, and you know, some of the earliest jazz recordings, I mean, we're talking 1917.
Yeah.
So you just know this genre has been around for a very long time. And, you know, I mean, the earlier days with Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington and Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, I mean, there is, and plus when you're experiencing all this music this weekend, there really is something for everyone, and different styles too.
Right. And you're absolutely right about that history. You know, Louis Armstrong came here from New Orleans, literally up the Mississippi River, and landed on what we know now as Roosevelt Street, you know, with Jelly Roll Morton and other folks. And what we love, and again with our Jazz Institute mission, is we keep the music going. There are new voices now that are standing on those shoulders and looking back and saying, but wait a minute, what can I do with this music now? How can I use my voice?
What are some of the, what would you say, the role of women in jazz? I mean, you talk about Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday and Anita O'Day, Dinah Washington. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a legacy there as well.
Yes, and when you say those names, we also, as I mentioned, Louis Armstrong, we've got Lil Armstrong, who here in Chicago was his wife, but also turned him from, God bless his heart, a country boy into the superstar that we know today. And she was a composer. She was a lyricist. We rarely hear that part of the story, that a lot of these women were band leaders, and they were really driving the story of what was happening and writing music, composing music, and forming the band and helping them develop who they are.
And I also know just a little history of the Palmer House. I mean, that was a big place to showcase jazz in the early days here in Chicago.
Yes, and there's so many locations downtown, like I mentioned, the Jazz Showcase, which has been around for 75 years.
Oh, wow.
with Joe and Wayne, you know, moved around a little bit, but there's so much history. I mean, there was a time where you couldn't throw a rock and not hit a jazz club. That's changed a lot, but that's why these venues and these artists are so important. You know, the artists are really what's keeping it alive as well.
Very much so. Tell folks how they get involved with the Jazz Institute of Chicago.
Yes, we're across all social platforms, Jazz in Chicago. We are also, our website is jazzinchicago.org. You can find out information about membership. A lot of our programs are free because of our members, because of our donors. So a little goes a long way. And then you get to come to Front Row as a member and hear about exclusive perks and hear a little bit more about the music.
Love it. Heather Ireland Robinson, Executive Director of the Jazz Institute of Chicago. Heather, thank you. Let's enjoy some jazz this weekend, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Dave, and thanks for all you do.
My pleasure. All right, that is it for On the Map. My WGN radio special, Totally the 80s Part 2, is coming up. Robert Hayes from Airplane, Valerie Bertinelli from One Day at a Time, Alan Ruck from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Michael Gross from Family Ties, Martha Davis of the Motels, and more after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.